Hello, everybody. Welcome to another Radio Munson. We're swinging down the lane this evening. Swinging Down the Lane with the Richard Maltby Band from the 1950s opens another Radio Munson, and I'm told the news is all good news at the other end of the lane, unlike where we are tonight. And sometimes it seems that if we didn't have bad news, we wouldn't have any news at all. And the latest death toll in that horrific act of apparent terrorism in France is now up to 73. We'll have an update at 9 o'clock from NPR this evening. But that's one of the reasons we wanted to just sort of go swinging down the lane and sort of toss our cares aside here for a couple of hours this evening. We've been doing that for a couple of years, well, 15 of them actually, here on GLT, 7 to 9 o'clock on Thursday nights. And I bring in some of these old records that nobody wants anymore. I put them on the radio one more time. So I have a backpack full of them here this evening. As far as music is concerned, everything I've got is yours tonight.
I have eyes for you to give you dirty looks. I have words that do not come from children's books.
There's a trick with a knife I'm learning to do. And everything I got belongs to you.
I've a powerful anesthesia in my fist, and the perfect wrist to give your neck a twist.
There are hammer lock holds, I've mastered a few.
And everything I've got belongs to you.
Share for share, share alike.
You get struck each time I strike.
You for me,
me for me.
I'll give you plenty of nothing.
I'm not yours for better, but far worse.
I've learned to give the well-known witch's curse.
I've a terrible tongue
and a temper for chew.
And everything I got belongs to you.
Thank you.
converse with you on politics at length. I'll protect you with my superhuman strength.
If you're ever attacked, I'll scream and say boo, and everything I've got belongs to you.
I will never stray from home, I'll just stay put, 'cause I've got a brand new thing called athlete's foot.
I'm a victim of colds, anemia too, and everything I've got belongs to you. Off to bed we will creep, then we'll sleep and sleep and sleep,
till the birds start to peep. Well, I'll give you plenty of nothing.
I'll be yours forever and a day, if the first good breeze does not blow me away.
You're enough for one man, that's why I'll be true.
And everything I've got belongs to you.
Everything I've got belongs to you.
Bob Doyle and Daryl Sherman, and a song that Rodgers and Hart did, and that may be the pinnacle of the lyricist Lorenz Hart's career. I mean, those are great lyrics that he wrote. Larry Hart, to all of his intimates out there. At least that's what Daryl Sherman said. She actually handed me that CD probably 10 years ago. And in the lobby of the Waldorf Astoria Hotel in Midtown Manhattan, where she was entertaining, playing Rodgers and Hart songs, probably to promote this record, and just a wonderful backdrop inside the great Waldorf Astoria. And she said, well, here, take that back and put it on the radio. I promised her I'd do it. And there it is. And Bob Doyle, her partner in crime at the time in New York City, who actually played piano. Both of them played piano, but Bob Doyle was playing in that one. No rain for a few days. Clear tonight, 62. Sunny, 80 tomorrow. Tomorrow night, partly cloudy and 58. Saturday, mostly sunny and 82. And then Sunday, partly sunny, but there is a 30% chance of some showers and thunderstorms. And Sunday's high about 85. How'd you do with that rainstorm that came through late yesterday afternoon? I'll tell you, it was a touch and go there for a while, wasn't it? I mean, with high winds and all of that. Reminded me of a song that Joe Williams did with Jim Cullum's great jazz band from San Antonio.
I'm singing in the rain. I'm singing in the rain. What a glorious feeling. I'm happy again. I'm laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun's in my heart and I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everyone from the place. Come on with the rain. There's a smile on my face. I'll walk down the lane with a happy refrain, singing, swinging in the rain. I'm singing in the rain, I'm swinging in the rain. Whoa, what a glorious feeling, I'm happy again. I am laughing at clouds so dark up above. The sun is in my heart. And I'm ready for love. Let the stormy clouds chase everybody from the place. Come on with the rain. There's a smile on my face. I will walk down the lane with a happy refrain. Just singing and swinging in the rain. In the rain. In the rain.
Joe Williams. Jim Cullum's Jazz Band, down there at the Landing in San Antonio, here on Radio Munson. I was thinking about that song and that show, or I have been actually, ever since I went to see the Normal Parks Department's theater camp kids doing a musical called Honk. That was last Friday evening, and granddaughters Alyssa and Chelsea both had speaking and singing parts in that, and the kids had a lot of fun putting it on, and what a great spot to do that at the amphitheater there along Constitution Trail. And I asked them, well, what's your next show? Because they're going to do another one yet this summer. And not only did they say the next one's going to be Singing in the Rain, but then they started singing the score from the thing. I talked to their mom today, who said each one has sung that song. Joe Williams just sang probably 50 times already here in the past week. Pretty sure they have it memorized. Here's Artie Shaw's band's version of Out of Nowhere. Thank you. Clarinetist band leader Artie Shaw first recorded that in 1939. Johnny Green had written it, and Jerry Gray, the great arranger, did the arrangement. On Radio Munson, here's Keeley Smith with Nelson Riddle's arrangement.
I never knew I could love anybody, honey, like I'm loving you. I never realized what a pair of eyes and a baby smile could do.
That's Keeley Smith, Nelson Riddle's arrangement. I run into people all the time that don't know much about Keeley Smith's musical career, but she just had a wonderful career and still sings from time to time. Her husband, Louis Prima, longtime husband, although he hasn't been her husband for several decades, and who is now deceased, Louis Prima was a star long before Keeley was, trumpet player, leader of a band, but they really shined together when they were a great act in Las Vegas back in the 1960s. Movies been done about it, books been written about it. Louis Prima and his friend Sam Butera, a tenor saxophonist, who called his band The Witnesses, with Prima's vocals. Sam and the bunch were quite something else. Here they are.
Oh, Marie.
Oh, Marie.
Oh, Marie.
Oh, Marie.
And your arms, I'm longing to be.
Longing to be.
Baby.
Baby.
Tell me you love me.
Tell me you love me.
Kiss me once while the stars shine above me.
Shine above me.
Hey, hey, Marie.
Hey, Marie.
Oh, Marie.
Oh, Marie.
In your arms I'm longing to be.
Longing to be.
Oh, baby.
Oh, baby.
Tell me you love me.
Tell me you love me.
Hey, Marie.
Hey, Marie.
Hey, Sammy. Come here, boy. Where, Marie? Where, Marie? Where, Marie? One was on her. She bears her birthday. Farm under me. Farm under me. Oh, no, 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 no. Oh, no, 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 the bracciata. Oh, no, no, the bracciata. Bracciata. Oh, no, no, oh, no, no, the bracciata. Come on, boy. What's the matter? Oh, no, no, the bracciata. One was on her. She bears her birthday. Ha, 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 ha. Come under me. Way money, way money. Way money, way money, way money, way money.
Thank you. KLT is made possible by Illinois State University. Illinois State's nearly 72% graduation rate places among the top 10% of all universities in the United States. More at illinoisstate.edu/pointsofpride. This is GLT.
Thank you.
On the sunny side of the street, Sammy Nestico's band, West Coast bunch of guys, and I can't tell you who all the soloists were. I can tell you that Andy Martin was the guy who played the trombone solo. And it was Sammy's arrangement in an album that came out just 4 years ago called On the Sammy Side of the Street. Yeah. He was 88 years old at the time the album came out. And these were new arrangements. He'd arranged for Basie for so many years. Any music department in any high school or college across the country isn't worth its salt if it doesn't have a bunch of great Sammy Nestico arrangements. And Sammy is, that was 4 years ago, so I'll let you do the math. He was 88 when that came out. Sammy Nestico, it's a big world we live in. He came from Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, but recorded all that out there on the left coast. The great song, It's a Big, Wide, Wonderful World We Live In. Here's Peggy Lee to do it with the trumpet of Jack Sheldon.
It's a big, wide, wonderful world we live in. When you're in love, you're a master of all you survey. You're a gay Santa Claus. And there's a brave new star-spangled sky above you. When you're in love, you're a hero, a Nero, Apollo, the Wizard of Oz. You've a kingdom, power and glory. The old is the stories is new too. You built your home in just one day, and life is mystic, a midsummer night we live in, a Turkish delight, we're in heaven. It's well when you're really in love. Life is mystic, a midsummer night we live in, a Turkish delight, we're in heaven. It's well when you're really.
Peggy Lee and Jack Sheldon's another West Coast guy. Great trumpet. Here on the Radio Munson, you reach me at don at wglt.org. Don at wglt.org. And by the way, at that website, wglt.org, our shows are archived. So if you get in the mood for something a little retro with just a tinge of jazz to it, sort of jazz pop, I don't know what else you'd call it. You go to WGLT.org and then click on music and click on Radio Munson. It's a fairly easy process, you know. Thank you. That's Harold Garner. Poor butterfly. Yeah. I wouldn't say that about the monarch butterflies that are going to be released on the 30th, on July 30th. Have you heard about that? Maybe did you hear Charlie Schlenker's interview with who's on Chris Kraft and Sue Farrell Stroyan earlier this evening? Yeah, on GLT. We're talking about the butterfly release to commemorate the completion of the butterfly garden and sanctuary that's being constructed across the south side of the new addition at the Cancer Center. 100 monarchs are going to be released at the event. Carol and I are each going to get to release one. And if you haven't already gotten into that project, your $25 will give you a monarch butterfly to release as part of that event. It's on a Saturday morning, the 30th of this month. $25 get you that. And you can honor or do it in memory of a person. We're doing one of each. We're honoring my daughter, Molly, who's a breast cancer survivor, doing well. Thank you very much. And in memory of my mom, who died of leukemia. And it's, you know, it's going to be a moving event. They've just done such wonderful things with the Cancer Center. More information at their website is very easy to remember. It's just cancercenter, one word, cancercenter.org, cancercenter.org. Here's the Basie Band, after Count Basie's death, led by Grover Mitchell, and a song that Duke Ellington wrote called I'm Just a Lucky So-and-So. No kidding, no kidding.
Support for GLT comes from the Garlic Press, where friends meet friends for lunch at the Market Cafe, or shopping for a special gift, the perfect card, or a needed kitchen tool. Celebrating 40 years, the Garlic Press is proud to be a community destination. This is GLT.
On the next morning edition, the story of disarming a man by offering him a glass of wine.
We had some cheese there, too. And so he reached down for the cheese, and then he put the gun in his pocket.
What a dinner party holdup tells us about social behavior, plus House Speaker Paul Ryan talks Donald Trump and the future of the GOP on the next morning edition.
I'm John Norton. Join me for Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 on GLT, News and Ideas.
And so, yeah, that's the title of the song, Billy Mays Band, here on Radio Munson. Before Billy Mays Band, that was the Basie Band, post Bill Basie. Grover Mitchell, trombonist in his band, was leading the band at that time. That was 20 years ago still when they recorded that. An Ellington tune called I'm Just a Lucky So-and-So, with Scotty Barnhart's trumpet and Doug Miller on tenor sax and Clarence Banks playing that trombone solo. Well, we have something. We always go back into the 1930s, sometimes back into the 1920s. We'll go to the early 30s, so we'll sort of compromise here tonight. And I'm going to play a couple of songs from the early to mid-1930s. I think it was 1934 when the Boswell sisters recorded with Jimmy Greer's band.
My affection can change my complexion from white to a rosy red. Anytime he holds my hand and tells me that he's mine. There are many boys who can thrill me and some who can chill me, but I'll just hang around and keep acting like the clown until he says he's mine. Now I'm not afraid that he'll leave me. He's not the kind who takes a dare. But instead I trust him implicitly. He can go where he wants to go, do what he wants to do. I sure don't care. Oh, the object of my affection can change my complexion from white to a rosy red. Anytime he holds my hand and tells me that he's mine. The
object of my affection. Can change my complexion from white to a rosy red. Anytime he holds my hand, oh, and tells me that he's mine, oh, mine. There are many boys who can thrill me, some who can chill me, but I'll just hang around and keep acting like a clown till he says he's mine. Now I'm not afraid he's gonna leave me, 'cause he's not the kind who takes a dare. But instead I trust him implicitly. He can go where he wants to go, do what he wants to do, I sure don't care. All the object of my affection can change my complexion from white to a rosy red. Anytime he holds my hand, oh, and tells me that he's mine, oh, mine.
Well, that's mighty fine, Bozzies. Fine enough, in fact, for one more chorus.
Okay, Jimmy. The object of my affection changed my complexion from white to a rosy red. Anytime he holds my hand and tells me that he's mine. There are many boys who can thrill me, some who can chill me, but I'll just hang around and keep acting like a clown till he says he's mine. Gonna leave me, he's not the kind who takes a dare, but instead I trust him implicitly. He can go where he wants to go, do what he wants to do, I sure don't care. Oh, the object of my affection can change my complexion from white to a rosy red. Anytime he holds my hand and tells me that he's mine. Oh, Steve Babster, all I've said, my face starts turning red. Don't start teasing, I got a reason. The object of my affection.
The Boswell Sisters, 1935. Actually, they recorded it in December of 1934, but in early 1935, it was on the charts for 10 straight weeks, two of those weeks at number one in the country. That was their last number one record, the Boswell Sisters. When a door closes, another one opens. Cab Calloway came through it, and he came bursting through it in 1934, long before there were even any Hepcats. He was the original Hepcat when it was hip to be hep back in the late 30s and into the 40s. But it was in 1934 when Cab Calloway emerged, leading his band and doing all the vocals, among them this one.
Keep up with the up-to-date ones and learn that brand new craze. Listen, bow, you gotta swing and grab your gal and do that thing. Learn that chick time dance they call Hachi Razzmatazz. No excuse for dignity, just get loose and follow me. Swing your partners one and all to Hachi Razzmatazz. I'm here to bet you it's gonna get you, it soon will hit your lips. Oh, what a rhythm, it's got a rhythm that your feet cannot resist. It sends you young and all over it. How to go for it. On the floor, they call for more for Hachi Razzmatazz. Thank you.
Cab Calloway. There was only one of him. 1934. He was burst on the scene. He eventually put out a dictionary of jive talk, of hip phrases. Cab Calloway. Well, I brought in one other vintage recording. Well, it's a vintage song. The recording is much more recent, about 25 years ago. That makes it almost like last week, right? Song that came out in 1919. Walter Donaldson had written this song. And it was right at the end of World War II, World War I, I mean. You know, the war actually had begun in 1914, but we didn't get in it for another 3 years when the U.S. Entered the war. Armistice was signed in 1918. The troops began to come home. And that was the inspiration for the song, How You Gonna Keep Them Down on the Farm, after they've seen Paris. One of those guys drafted from the rural environments, they're going to want to return to farm life after experiencing the European city life and culture of Paris during the latter stages of World War I. One of those draftees from the farm was my Uncle Fred, and he lived down near Hayworth, between Bloomington and Hayworth, Randolph, to be precise, and a lifelong bachelor. In 1918, he got drafted, and before he knew it, he'd taken a train to the East Coast, and he was put on a ship with a whole bunch of horses, and his job was to tend the horses. So they got to Europe. He got off the boat, loaded the horses, helped him load the horses into boxcars, and there he was riding in the same boxcar with the horses he was to take care of, heading to the front. Before he got there, the war ended, and Uncle Fred turned around, came back home to the farm in rural Hayworth, Randolph, and there he stayed until the day he died. It was and he was not alone. But some of them, I mean, they were cause for worry. How are you going to keep them down on the farm? Here's a group that includes Keith Ingram on piano and Marty Gross playing banjo, Peter Eklund's cornet, Billy Novick on clarinet, and Dan Barrett on trombone, with Craig Cohen on the bass and Hal Smith playing drums. And how are you going to keep them down on the farm?
Thank you.
Maxine Perry. Yeah, that's trumpeter Peter Eklund, cornetist Peter Eklund, and a little band put together. Song's almost 100 years old. That's Mark Shane playing piano on Radio Munson. Herb Gardner's going to play some trombone, and I'll be darned. I believe that's Leon Redbone.
I do the whole night through is dream of you. With the dawn I still go on dream of you. You're every thought, you're everything, you're every song I ever sing. Summer, winter, autumn and spring, were there more than 24 hours a day that'd be spent in sweet content dreaming away. When skies are gray, when skies are blue, morning, noon and night time too, all I do the whole day through is dream of you. I do the whole